This episode of 365 Days of Astronomy is sponsored by Bill Goss and dedicated to AstronomyCast and Bad Astronomy.
You are about to listen to the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast.
What do they talk about?
Astronomy, you know, stuff that's far away.
How far?
How far? Well,
this stuff is far,
really far.
This stuff is far, far, far away. We're talking far,
like uber far.
You can't get there by car today. It's super duper crazy. Far, but not just pulsars, quasars, and stars. We mean it's far,
far, far,
far, far. If there's some doubt, listen to a shout.
This stuff is far.
The IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast starts now.
Lost in the Milky Way galaxy with no recollection of what happened, two companions must work together to discover their origins. Will they ever find their way home? Will the cause of their memory loss be revealed? Join them on a cosmic voyage of discovery. Learn about the universe in which we live.
Ebo, have you cross-referenced the locations we have been to those in your database?
Yes, Alkina.
Well, does it give us any indication as to the location of Earth?
No. I should remind you, although priority is given to the Earth database in my memory banks, there is no evidence that that is our origin.
Given my amnesia and your corrupted database, we have no idea what our mission is or was. Right now, finding Earth is the only logical thing to do. We find something else that clarifies our situation. What's that?
My always active sensors have picked up a nearby planet with a rich oxygen atmosphere. Oxygen is a highly reactive substance. In order for free oxygen molecules to exist in a planet's atmosphere, it has to be continuously created, usually by photosynthesis.
Ebo, you have a bad habit of giving me information that I already know and not providing information that I need. Why is this alert significant?
One of my core directives is to scout out habitable planets.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
You did not ask. Adjusting course to intercept planet.
You make it sound like we're going to war with it.
Entering standard orbit around planet. There appears to be a non-industrialized civilization inhabiting the planet.
What is that sound?
It appears to be a weak electromagnetic signal. It's incoherent and unintelligible.
Perhaps your translation matrix is unable to interpret what the signal means.
Given that there is no telecommunication or basic electric network on the surface, it is doubtful that the signal has any meaning.
We should investigate it further. Please bring us in closer to the source of the signal.
There is someone coming out of the large building that is the source of the signal. They have detected us.
Land at a safe distance from the individual.
Ah, a creature from another part of the universe.
You don't seem surprised. My name is Alkina. Have you met other beings from other planets?
No, but given the vastness of space, there are bound to be other life forms out there, as your presence here proves. My name is Leogli. It's very nice to meet you. Now I have to get back to work.
Aren't you curious about where we are and what we are doing here?
Not really. I'm in the middle of a personal project. You're welcome to observe, if you like.
I would like that very much. Ipo, please release Rhea.
What is that?
It is a remote interactive avatar. I call it Rhea for short. It allows me to keep in touch with my ship, Ebo, in places Ebo cannot go.
I see. Ready? This way, please.
First, can we please turn off that nonsensical beeping?
I am sorry, but we found you via a faint electromagnetic signal coming from this house.
A faint electro what?
It is coming from this device.
Oh, that. I was just playing with my toys. It doesn't do anything.
Right. You don't have an amplifier hooked up to it. May I turn it off?
Go ahead.
That's better.
Here's what I was talking about. I call it a long-distance magnifier.
Looks like a simple handheld telescope. Ebo, scan it and tell me what you know about this design.
It is a primitive design, first perfected by Galileo Galilei of Earth.
Ah, fellow tinkerer. Where is he now?
Galileo lived on Earth from year 1564 until 1642. He was an Italian physicist, astronomer, mathematician, and philosopher.
Wow, he did a lot. I just like to tinker.
You don't use your inventions to learn new things?
Why? It takes me a long time to build these things. Once they are working, I move on to build new things.
Interesting. What's your methodology for coming up with devices?
What do you mean? I play with the parts I have, and I see what fits together to make something interesting.
You don't use the scientific method?
Scientific method?
Ebo, please explain the scientific method.
The scientific method is a series of logical steps one would take to answer a particular question. This process was popularized by Galileo, which is said to have started the scientific revolution on Earth.
Revolution? We can't have any uprisings of that sort here.
It was not an uprising. Rather, it was a new way of thinking that brought about many beneficial changes to the people of Earth. Rather than relying on observation alone, the scientific method encourages experimentation and prediction to determine whether a hypothesis based on observation is correct.
Having a specific procedure for figuring things out would be helpful.
Of course. Using the scientific method, Galileo showed that the objects of different masses fall at the same rate in a gravitational field provided there are no external forces acting on the objects. And, using his telescope, Galileo observed that a planet in his solar system, called Venus, was illuminated differently by the star it was orbiting at different times of the year.
Of course it would. Planets orbit the parent star in a solar system.
This was not always known to the people of Earth. Galileo helped prove it with his observations and predictions about the movement of celestial bodies.
I am convinced. Using the scientific method will help me streamline my work and allow me to build better things faster. Thanks.
Alkina, I have gathered the information I need about this planet. There is nothing here to help us in our search for Earth. We should move along.
Right. Leocli, thank you for your time. All the best with your inventions.
Maybe we will see each other again.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This audio play of Epos Chronicles was made for the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast series in celebration of the International Year of Astronomy. Epos Chronicles is a weekly webcomic series produced by the Sonoma State University NASA Education and Public Outreach Group. To follow the rest of Epo and Alkina's adventures, please visit eposchronicles.org.
You are listening to the IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. Cool.
The 365 Days of Astronomy podcast is produced by the New Media Working Group of the International Year of Astronomy 2009. Audio post-production by Preston Gibson. Bandwidth donated by Libsyn.com and Wizard Media. Web design by Clockwork Active Media Systems. You may reproduce and distribute this audio for non-commercial purposes. Please consider supporting the podcast with a few dollars or euros. Visit us on the web at 365daysofastronomy.org or email us at info@365daysofastronomy.org. Until tomorrow, goodbye!